Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 10:05 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Longhorn Keith's been holding over since the previous show. What's going on, Longhorn Keith?
What's going on, fellas? As always, great show. Love listening. I normally just listen and don't call in as much since we're not talking college football. However, you know, one of the things that sparked my call was a couple of calls ago, and then the previous caller, both raised some interesting points, and then you guys were talking about this yesterday and today in regards to DeSean Jackson. I vehemently denounce and disagree with DeSean Jackson, and so do friends that I know. But here's the problem. I think that in communities, especially in sports and especially in this time frame, people are waiting to hear from the biggest, and this drives me insane, Black people are not monolithic. We don't have one iconic leader that we follow behind because he don't say it. That means that we don't say it or we don't agree. It's ridiculous to assume because LeBron James don't say it, oh my gosh, nobody's talking about it. If you don't hear it, it doesn't mean that it's not being said. It's like a quote I heard, you know, said, you know, this woman says, love is really all that matters. But her husband heard, really? Love to do it on the mattress. It's literally what you take in. Like, if you choose to hear from people who you... The same argument can be made for those folks who say, well, nobody's protesting what the president says. And I'm not getting into politics, but at the end of the day, I don't agree with Black Lives Matter, the movement, because Black Lives Matter has always been my movement. I am Black. I have Black boys. I know Black Lives Matter because that's my life. So for me, all of a sudden, to get behind a cause to make it matter is ridiculous. But every day in my hood, every day I wake up, I deal with this. It's my reality. And on that same token, on the reverse side of that, for white people to be offended or for any other race of people to be offended, don't get me wrong. I, again, do not agree 100% with the movement, because I do believe that the movement has been hijacked by people outside of Black Lives. However, for other people to be offended because there is a movement says to me, why do they need a movement? Like, shouldn't you be asking yourself? I'll give you one last example. DeSean Jackson's referring to Hitler is absolutely it's wrong at all levels, and there is no excuse for it. The question I have is, what is hurting so deep inside of him to refer to that? And I'll tell you this, and most America don't want to hear this, but Black people, and I am one of them, are tired. And we're tired of the excuses of writing it off as if, well, you just get over it. Or we're done with that. And so when somebody comes out with their pain and you dismiss it, that's never a good movement. Again, I am not agreeing with him. I think he probably should be kicked off the team. But what I am saying in general, because again, I'm not an athlete, and honestly, those guys do their thing. I don't care. I'm talking about the brothers that I deal with every day. We live in a real world, in a real America. We work real jobs, and we deal with real issues.
Thanks, Longhorn Keith. 713-780-3776.
Yeah. Well, I think there's still a bet, but even if he's hurting, you know, to ask that question,
no.
You have to be able to position it way, way better. If you want a conversation about that and between the black and Jewish community, then that has to be, then you need a hell of a lot better spokesman. And you can't invoke something that you believe is from Hitler. I just
No. That's
it's a non-starter.
It's a basic. I have a rule of thumb.
Yes.
Never quote Hitler. That's my only rule that I live by.
See, I wish I could search this up. Dell, can you search it up on your computer? That's not related to the NFL. But
you're soft ass.
Well, there was a show called Kids in the Hall, and Kids in the Hall was a Canadian comedy troupe years ago. It was on HBO. Some hit or miss stuff, but there was some really funny stuff. And one of them was this guy won an award. It was like an Oscar or Emmy or some kind of award. And he got up and he thanked, you know, I'd like to thank my mother and father. I'd like to thank this. I'd like to, you know, thank that. I want to thank Hitler. I want to thank the ability for the producer to believe in me. And then he goes, thank you very much. And no one's clapping. And his publicist is off like, you just thank Hitler. You just think, what? I did? Yes. You just thanked Hitler. What? I don't think I did. Did I? You just said, I thank Hitler. You said it. Yes. And it was like some random, you know, it's kind of their comedy. It was very, very random. But I don't really want to Google search thank Hitler.
No,
like, I don't want to put that under a Google search at all
because,
to try to find a video.
Right. But
hey, Lance, we want to ask you about something we found in your search engine. No, it's a comedy thing. A comedy about thanking Hitler.
Huh.
Curious.
That doesn't.
No, I swear. It was from Kids in the Hall back in 91. Like, oh, that was 30 years ago, a long time ago. We don't thank Hitler anymore. No, I wasn't thanking him. No.
Del, can you look it up on your computer?
Del, can you look it up on your Gal-issued computer?
Yeah.
It's like a really quick comedy skit. Oh, here it is.
It's titled Career Ending Moments in Show Business.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think I've seen this.
I owe this honor to so many people. I'd like to thank my friend and manager, Ralph Himmelfarb. Thank you, Ralph. The producers, Sid and Marty, Sid Martinson, for having faith in me. Thank you. I'd like to thank my director, Derek. I love you. And I'd like to thank Harold Brownhouse for his wonderful script. I'd like to thank him. I'd like to thank Hitler. And most of all, I'd like to thank my parents. Mom, Dad, this is for you. Mom, Dad, this is... What's wrong with everybody?
You thanked Hitler.
I never.
You thanked Hitler.
Why would I thank Hitler?
Why would you thank Hitler? I don't know.
Can't believe I thanked Hitler.
That's it. You thanked Hitler. What? Why would I ever... Career-ending moments in showbiz. There was another one in, there was something like that. I think on Saturday Night Live or something. There was something the same kind of skit that was similar to that. It was something like career-ending moments in history. But anyway, We got there. I see you're intently studying Twitter. It seems like it's Twitter.
Well, I didn't know this. Pat 40. F-O-R-D-E, yeah. Pat 40?
Yeah.
He's married to Trisha, and they have three children, Mitchell 12, Clayton 10, and Brooke 8, all of whom will be swimming in the 2020 Olympics. That's not true.
No.
No, that's not remotely true. But Pat 40 said, wow, I hope this didn't make me the LeVar Ball of the 2000s. But I don't know. They're just probably – that was just
– Well, he's probably wrote that as a joke.
Yeah.
Or he thinks they will.
Or he's really out there. I'm also looking at this brisket, Lance, that looks delicious. Some people think that maybe your incident with the fan had something to do with your brisket responses.
My incident with the fan?
Yeah, the fan on your computer that you broke.
Well, because I never finished it up. I tried to give it. They said, no, we won't give you your money back, but we will. You can leave it here. When they said you can leave it here, I very calmly said, oh, okay. Do you want me to leave this
those of you just joining us, Lance had a fan. That
I just had a computer fan.
And it didn't work, so he took it out. He brought it back to them.
They said, oh, no, this has been, we can see glue marks here. No, we can't take this. And I was like, and I was pissed off about it, but all right, well, I guess that's just a sucker-ass move by me. So I'm walking out, and she goes, well, you can leave it here, though. We'll keep it.
Excuse me?
Because I know this works. By the way, I know it works. And all I could think of is, oh, you're going to try to resell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hold on. Oh, you need it? Okay, hold on a second. And these three long-ass lines. I drop it on the ground. I jump up in the air and smash it with my feet
Did you break an ankle doing that? No,
back when I could do it.
Del, do you think that at any point Lance hurt himself doing this?
I think he at least turned his ankle.
And yeah. I picked it up, and I just put it back on the thing. Here you go. And people are laughing or looking horrified. It was a combination
of... You're one of those people.
Horrified, scared people, and then people who thought, you're doing what I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. You just did it.
Let me ask you guys something as we remember that Lance was the original Karen.
That was not a Karen move.
Yes, it was.
I didn't say anything.
That's how the show started.
I didn't say anything.
Who's the Karen? Joel. Apparently, Joel's been accused of being the Karen.
And I think it's probably more Lance than anything else.
And it might be Lance.
That's not true.
You guys would know certainly better than I did. I would. Was Muhammad Ali canceled?
No. No. Well, what do you mean was he canceled?
Like when, what was the response when he was
he got put in jail.
Even before, what was the nation's response when he said, I'm not going over there?
Okay, so there's two things with Muhammad Ali historically. One is it was a draft issue and he was considered a draft dodger. So he was stripped of his titles. But the other issue is when he changed from Cassius Clay
to Muhammad Ali.
They were both considered really, really big. The move to the Nation of Islam was considered huge, and people hated Muhammad Ali for that. And then it was so bad that obviously the really unfortunate thing, if you've studied boxing history, is Joe, unfortunately for Joe
Frazier,
he was considered the white man's boxer. And Muhammad Ali was the black man's boxer. And so when they fought, it was like white versus black. But Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali said things about Joe Frazier, not only being a dumb gorilla, but being like Uncle Tom. He said a lot of really unfortunate things that Joe Frazier hated him for life after that. I'm not sure they ever made up. I think Muhammad Ali reached out and wanted to, but I think for Joe Frazier, who was a very proud black man at the time and stood for, you know, against all the things that were going on, that was just way out of line for Ali. And Muhammad Ali knew it was way out of line, but it was his way of, well, that's just kind of how Ali was. I mean, he was selling a fight, but he was also, you know, he was indignant at the time. But Ali wasn't canceled. He still was very much, but he did go to, from a legal standpoint, he did.
So when he changed his name, there wasn't an outcry? And
oh, it was a huge outcry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huge outcry.
No, and the whole... draft dodging thing. He was canceled. He absolutely
He wasn't canceled. He continued to
by
fight.
By a lot of white America. He was
canceled. They were mad at him. He was still a very prominent boxer earning a living.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't canceled.
Well, no, he had to quit for how many years?
Well, but that was legal.
Yeah.
He quit not because he was canceled, but because he legally avoided the draft.
But the Dixie Chicks continue to make music, but they were canceled by country. Yeah. So, yeah, he kept doing what he was doing, but a lot of people are like, I'm done with you, right?
Yeah. The Dixie Chicks couldn't get on the radio in the medium that they were, like, it's a genre that's specifically country. I guess they were on stations like whatever,
Mix 96.5,
stuff like that, yeah.
Right, 1018 ESPN 97.5.
Thomas Hoffer, seriously, to this day, go read Thomas Hoffer's Muhammad Ali biography. It's fantastic.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. TNC and privacy policy found at possiblefinance.com/privacy.
I'm in love with the go-go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Darren Revelle tweets this, have confirmed that LeBron James media company Spring Hill Entertainment, which has more than 100 employees and was eligible for a seven-figure PPP loan, did not apply for one. Jason Whitlock retweeted it with the comment, have confirmed there is no news here. This is just PR for Spring Hill Entertainment. Well, yesterday came out Kanye got a couple million.
Yeah, and Tom Brady got
$350,000.
Jason Whitlock is certainly one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jason Whitlock have anything to say about people who did get the loan who are famous and rich and maybe you should be outraged by why they got a loan? Did he have anything to say?
That Kanye and Tom Brady got one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Guys, now these loans, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a call on them. Kanye has got to pay that back.
Well, we'll see. He was once a friend of Trump, so we'll see.
Apparently, he's still a friend of Trump.
Well, he in an article today that came out and said he's taking off the red hat.
Oh, well, because he's running for president.
Nah, he's not running. He didn't even file any of the paperwork.
He's got to run.
He missed all the deadlines. He ain't running for president.
I wanted to see him run.
It's all phony. He's got an album coming out.
Hey, what is it? I Want to Be President?
That would be a terrible title.
I love Donald. Is that it?
If he wants to, well, he'll be able to sell to a certain segment of the population with that title.
I'm telling you right now, I would vote for Kanye. Right now, I would vote for him. Because I can't vote right now. Can you vote yet?
I don't think you can mail in stuff yet. No. It's only July. I don't think you can do it yet.
Dang it. Do you see this little kid throw the ball off of Altuve's head? Break Altuve's head?
Where did you see that?
Was he arrested immediately?
See, his dad is teaching him how to. Here's what you do. This is when the Astros are at the plate.
You got to be kidding me.
Little kid, and he throws the ball and he hits Altuve.
And it says Dodgers. What does the thing say?
What thing say?
What is the name? It says Dodgers.
Dodgers Lowdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't condone hitting anyone in the head, but this little guy's dad sent us this video. It was too good not to share. Well, okay. Teaching a kid to, well, he's got pretty good aim, bro. He hit him right in the head. Hit Altuve right in the head and broke his head.
Yeah, that's funny.
But karma is a biznotch now, isn't it?
Is that kid going to get a line drive too, like Tanaka did?
Keep that same energy when that kid falls off a swing set somewhere and busts his elbow up.
Yeah, or when something happens to Kershaw. When Kershaw goes down, then what? Just like Tanaka, right? That happened to Yankee fan, didn't it?
Yeah, and they got really upset when Astro fan pointed out karma. They got upset. Hey, that's not right.
Well, it was right because you were
wishing. We're on race, the human race, and you're calling for a guy to get hit in the head? You think it's right to point out that we were actually hoping your guys would get hit in the head?
Well, it's different because of the trash cans. Getting hit in the head is an appropriate response for the trash can thing where really Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees all cheated. And one day it's going to come out because the commissioner's office has that. But it's not the same kind of cheat because we didn't use trash cans. We just got signals from technological means and would sign it into a hitter. That's not the same. There was none of that. Cheating's part of baseball. Sign stealing's part of baseball.
Except when
But not cheating.
You use trash can. Well, no.
Cheating is bad.
No,
sign stealing's part of baseball.
Oh, sign stealing isn't cheating.
No. Sign stealing has been going on forever.
That's what they say.
Cheating's been going on forever. Thank you.
Cheating is bad. Sign stealing is good. And there's a huge difference.
And steroids.
That's what the Dodgers and Yankees and Red Sox
And 20 years later, steroids, not as bad as we thought.
Big a deal.
Steroids are fun. Look at excitement.
Did it bring
back Bryson DeChambeau? Look what he's doing.
Did it bring back baseball?
It did.
It sure did.
Thank you.
Which I would I blame steroids for that. I wish it hadn't.
713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that.
Before I leave, I would put my offensive rookie of the year came out for NFL, my article, around the NFL. The NFL hasn't tweeted it yet. So far, I haven't gotten any No one's really mad that I've left their player out, except...
Who did you make Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Joe Burrow.
Begrudgingly.
What?
Yeah, I had to.
Joe.
Why did you have to?
No, I got Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
No, Burrow.
Why did
He's
you...
finally waking up.
Why did you have to?
He's finally waking up.
AJ Green.
He's not a...
Tyler Boyd.
And?
T. Higgins.
What's so great about that?
He'll be a starter from day one. Kyler Murray won it last year. He had an okay year.
Did you name his offensive line?
Yeah, offensive line is what I call problematic. But Joe also had five-man protections last year and learned to get the ball out quickly. So I don't think it's as big a deal. As long as they run that kind of offense. As long as Joe Brady's there running the offense for him.
No, he's in Carolina.
He's in Carolina. Oh yeah, but guess what? Oh, Zach Taylor?
Oof. Do you feel a little like dying inside every time you pretend like you like Zach Taylor?
Zach Taylor's.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think that he's going to watch LSU and learn something? Okay, thanks.
Oh, you think the offensive guy is going to
learn
from another offensive guy? Is that how it generally works?
That's how it
always
works.
Is that how it usually works?
That's how,
the guy who got hired.
That did that at LSU, you do the same
thing. So the guy who got hired because allegedly he's an offensive guy because of his ties to what Sean McVay is going to not only just look at what Joe Brady did, just incorporate all of it because his offense, the one he thinks is good, is no longer good, right? That's generally how offensive people work.
That's how offensive people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Mims' agent texted me. He sent me the article and said, no Mims, because I didn't have Mims in my top 10 rookie of the year.
Did his agent have anything to say about what Mims
said?
This
is what I said to him. Shut up, Ron. You live in Dallas, trash-ass city.
Dirty-ass.
I just called it trash-ass city. He said, baller-ass city.
Did he get the reference, though?
He got it. He knows everything. He gets all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a conversation with Denzel? I was like, well, he got drafted by the Jets.
I'm going to ask him
because
his agent is one of the funniest. I legitimately like his agent. He's one of the funniest agents I know because he's super honest and real about his players. And so I'm going to ask him and see what he says. I'll tell you some stuff off the air, too, here right. during the break.
But first, like I said, 38 trash ass seat.
So here's the deal is if you're looking for a great way for the kids to have some fun outside because you want them outside, and listen, there may not be any school. There may not be any school this year. So your kids are going to be home every day. Oh my gosh. Could you please go outside? Well, how about this? Get a hoop sporting goal. And oh, by the way, the kids will love that and they will play with it. You know why they'll play with it? If you put up a 10-foot goal that you can't lower the goal, your kids ain't playing with it. They ain't going to have fun. When you go to the website, produnkhoops.com, they got all kinds of pictures, and most of the pictures are little kids that you know really can't jump all that high, and they're hanging on the rim dunking, and this is what kids want to do. And you can hang on the rim all day long, and it's not going to affect it because it's an unbreakable rim. And here's the deal, is the kids will want to play, and that's what you want them to do. Oh, and by the way, they might get good, and they might get better, and they might actually play ball in high school, God forbid, college, and college is paid for. What? All you got to do is go to produnkhoops.com and start. It's easy. It's the best goal in the world. You can lower and raise the goal, and the kids will love it. Produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com.
ESPN. 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
1032 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We're just a segment away from News of the Weird, which is the best. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Jackie, I put all those words. I don't love my wife, kids, golf, Coors Light, and poker, but no one is sure in what order. Yeah, I put those words in that order, Jackie, okay? Because you sent out a tweet. Jackie sent out a tweet that no one can understand, but never mind, Jackie, okay? So there's that.
Why are you doing this now?
What do you mean?
Him. I'm talking to him. Why? He's a Karen.
Do you think he's the Karen of the office?
He's definitely the Karen of the office.
Are you done?
He's the worst person. Don't forget your wallet. By the way, I'm just letting you know right now, I'm not getting him tomorrow if he forgets his wallet. I don't care if he gets up here at 6:57 when the door is open. Like I said, it's not like he has a laptop in front of him prepping, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so
I'm not going to get him. I'm just letting you know that right now. The next time it happens, I'm not getting him.
So we started the show with this.
Yes.
You had to go down because Lance forgot his wallet again.
Yeah.
Which has his card in it, which he didn't have for a long, which he didn't put in his wallet forever, and then he would never know where it was.
No.
And you had to go down and get him every time. First thing this morning, it's like, ding. Hey, guys. Hey, buddies.
It's the worst thing.
Hey, buddies. I'm like, Dell, go get your man.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing it next time. I don't care when he gets up here. It doesn't bother me.
Dell's response was, what's the difference if he gets in here at 57 when the doors – see, the doors open automatically at 7 o'clock?
I think they actually open like 3 minutes before. Like,
okay,
like
so he can come in because he doesn't look at his computer before he starts the show.
No, he's drinking. He's talking about how Starbucks screwed him over again. And then he has to search for his headphones and get his chair. What does it matter what time he gets here? As long as he's here when the show starts, it doesn't matter.
So
I'm not getting him next time. I don't care.
Go get him. You gotta go get
him. No, I don't. He can either bring the materials that make sure he gets here and in the door, or he waits. Oh well.
Oh well. He's so funny. It happens way too often. Way too often.
He's a grown man. Wouldn't that trigger you? Oh, I don't know where my wallet is. Let me go get it. Now I'll wait till the morning. I would never do that. If I left my wallet here, you know, I live, I don't know, about 40 minutes away. If it's no traffic, I will drive back. I'm not leaving my wallet hanging around someplace.
Yeah, right. He just leaves. Well, he's got his own office.
That's true.
Now he can actually lock the door.
He's got a key.
Because he finally has a key. So we haven't even touched on this. Where were you when you found out that the Ryder Cup was postponed?
I actually got up from a nap. Open my laptop and go, oh, the Ryder Cup's postponed. That's
I mean, how sad. But you have to remember where you were exactly because how sad you
no,
were.
No, I remember because I was getting up from my turkey leg hut food coma. I was in bed and I looked up and looked at my laptop and, oh, the Ryder Cup's canceled. I remember exactly where it was.
Because that was, oh, Ryder Cup.
I woke up from a food coma.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, it can't have not affected. It has to have had affected you.
I don't know. I was still in a mango habanero wing daze, so I'm not sure if I actually felt it really hit me. Maybe today it'll hit me.
Yeah, it hit me immediately. Like, what? Why can't we play? Just because we can't? Why can't? We don't care if we have fans there. We don't care.
Apparently, the players do. It adds something to the game or whatever they call it. The match, the tournament. What's it called?
It's
the tournament.
The Ryder Cup matches.
Okay, matches. No. That was one of the things when we first heard about the Ryder Cup possibly being canceled.
That was
or
the
postponed.
First one that everybody said you can't have it without.
Yeah, the other one's golf is like okay, we can do this, but that one was the one. No, it has to be with the fans.
Yeah, they do have a huge effect on it. I don't think there's any question about that. The Rockets have announced that they have officially signed Luke Mbamute. Okay, all right, he's not going to see the floor. Austin Rivers wants to use his Rockets jersey to honor Trayvon Martin. Apparently,
no names on the back of the jerseys. No names of people who are dead.
So, how do you feel about that?
I think it's dumb on the NBA's
part. Well,
didn't
they send the players a bunch of things that they can use?
Yeah, initially it was made it seem like the players in the league came up with these, but who was it yesterday? I forgot who said. Damn it, I forgot who said it. But he pretty much said. This whole list, Mike Scott, the swingman for the Sixers, said this whole thing is trash. It's not the way it should have gone. Equality is one, vote is one, but no, you cannot honor someone who was killed for some reason. No Trayvon Martin, no Breonna Taylor, no Ahmaud Arbery. You can't use their names.
Yeah, I guess you can. I guess there's the names are the list includes Black Lives Matter, Say Their Names, Vote, I Can't Breathe, Justice, Peace, Power to the People, Justice Now, Say Her Name, Si se puede. See us, hear us, respect us, love us. Liberation, listen to us, stand up, ally, anti-racist, I am a man, speak up, how many more, group. Apparently that's the list of things that you can put on your jersey.
Yeah. Players were not happy.
No. I wouldn't be happy either.
No. I mean, say their names, but we're not going to let you use their names.
Right.
On the back of the jersey.
You know what golf did? Golf was pretty cool. On the back of the caddies, they put the player's name always. But then they put the name slash the name of a person who was working in the medical industry. And then they sent them a video saying, I'm playing for you. Thank you for what you've done and everything else. And it was pretty cool.
There was an NFL team who did something. Was it the Chargers? They did something where they offered like $1,000 worth of groceries to people in the medical field just as a surprise. Like, hey. And then they got to be in a video for the team and stuff. It might have been the Chargers. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, as much as there are so many things going on, the people who are going into work every day dealing with coronavirus and the effects on not only them as they try to avoid catching it, but their patients those people shouldn't be forgotten either.
Yeah. No. This is kind of dumb. The NBA has been really pretty good, obviously. You know, the majority of the NBA is made up of African-American players. So that the NBA is progressive. And the NBA is forward thinking, and the NBA is really the league that that players come first. Absolutely, that this is the list that they gave him.
It's not good.
It's a crap list.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, if a player wants to put a name of a person who has died from whether it be police brutality or maybe just a victim of a hate crime. Why wouldn't that
why
be something
care?
You have on, that's allowed because they want people to remember that name, and then if you look up the name, you go, okay, what was that? And then maybe it sparks something in someone to get activated. But just throwing on vote on the back of a jersey, what does that do for anyone?
No, yeah, this is dumb. This really is. They missed. They absolutely. Yeah, if George Floyd was on the name of a jersey, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and George Floyd is the name that is most synonymous with what's going on right now. But like I said before, it could be one of the guys who was hung. The investigation said suicide, but you can obviously wonder why that's a suicide. Black people don't just go around hanging themselves. It's just not a thing. I was talking to my mom about it, and she goes. That is such a hateful thing in terms of how black people in terms of just the history of black people in this country. Black people just don't go around hanging themselves, and now it's like 7 guys in the last month or so.
Right.
Yeah. If you wanted to have that person remembered because you believe something went on there that wasn't a suicide, that is something that strikes a chord. Not. Hey, I'm an ally. Not ally.
Vote.
Yeah. It's.
Listen.
They missed the mark.
Yeah. I wonder, though, if they were thinking, because remember in Minnesota when the WNBA players put on, I don't know, I forget what they did, what they were wearing or whatever, and the cops walked out.
Yeah. But, well.
I wonder if the cops would have some kind of a reaction to having Trayvon Martin or having George Floyd.
Trayvon Martin wasn't killed by an on-duty police officer.
Well, not an on-duty, but yeah. But Austin Rivers wants to wear Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, that's not a police officer.
No, right.
Officer thing. So why would you be triggered by that?
Wasn't he a security guard?
Yeah, but but he wasn't being employed by a police department.
Right, but he was another African American death that was.
That's what I'm saying. Why would a Trayvon Martin name be something that would mess with a cop?
Right.
Or a police officer?
Okay, whatever. George Floyd or whoever.
Well, those guys are being charged with murder. So if that's a problem for you, that's on you.
Yeah. 1042 ESPN 975-713-780-3721. Well, you can't call in anymore. So there, you lost your chance to call. So sorry about that. Whatever. You didn't call in anyway. You weren't probably going to call anyway. But I want you to do something, though. I want you to try CBD. And American Shaman stores, there's 30 or 40 in there, over 30 locations around the greater Houston area. I went out to the one in Katy, and the owner's just, he's just a great guy. And I just feel different. It just relaxes you. It makes you, you take a little eyedropper in the morning and you put it in a little bit of water. It mixes up. And by the way, it does. It's water soluble, which is the difference between American Shaman CBD and the other ones. It's absorbed into the bloodstream much quicker and efficiently than regular CBD oil because oil and water don't mix. Well, this CBD oil does mix with water, which is why CBD American Shaman is different. So if you're looking for a great way to feel, I feel better. I feel less stressful. I get sleep quality, healthy joint function, natural sleep. It helps the immune system. Everything about this, from Katy to Beaumont, Conroe to Galveston, all points in between, you can get your CBD oil. You can get some for your pets if they're crazy. You know that it actually does. It's stressful. There are stressful situations for your pets as well, and this will help. The best in nature, enhanced by science. Go to shopcbdtx.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Did you see, apparently they're calling for TikTok, for people not to use TikTok anymore?
Why? Wait. I know TikTok apparently is more intrusive than all the other apps in terms of grabbing your information. Is that why?
Well, I think that, and it's being, and for somehow China is getting a hold of the TikTok right. information.
Yeah, it's a Chinese-based company.
Ah. So apparently, yeah. So they're calling for, they're using our information and somehow spying on us or whatever.
I think we all believe that those apps are spying on us. It just apparently TikTok is doing it at an extreme level.
Right. I mean, everybody's spying on us. Everybody's got our information.
Yeah. It's an old thing to say, but there's a reason why you could be talking on the phone about something and then an ad pops up on your laptop about it.
Yeah. Jonathan Lopez is running for office in Oregon. He's running for commissioner in Oregon. And apparently he received a racist letter.
What did it say?
The letter stated in part that Lopez and other Mexicans were not welcome here. And that America is for the God-fearing, pro-gun, pro-life humans who refuse to be controlled by the government.
Okay. Is he Mexican?
Apparently he is. But apparently he wrote the letter himself.
He wrote it for clout?
Yeah. Jussie. Oof.
And how did he get caught?
Well, police investigated, and and they found, and then he admitted it.
An actual letter, like snail mail. And he got it in the mail.
Yeah.
Did he send it from his home address?
I don't know. I don't know how they found it. I don't really care, but he is, I mean, Jussie, I don't think you're going to win now.
Man, people, I don't know. I don't know how you explain some people's actions, but come on, man. Who's looking? Stop it. Just stop it. I would say to him, you would probably have got a hate letter anyway.
Yep.
You probably didn't need to do it.
You're going
to
get some?
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. You know what?
Oregon?
Yeah. It happens.
I'm sure a lot of people hate you in Oregon.
I'm sure a lot of people aren't looking for you.
Right. Harbor Freight's having a rough time. It's a company that makes jack stands. Well, they had to recall their jack stands, and so they replaced them with other jack stands. You know what they had to do?
Recall those.
They're not good at this.
No, you would think you would have found the flaw the first time.
I think you should make something else.
Is that all they do is make jack stands?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
They're not very good at it.
No, they ought to get out of the jack stand business. because they're really not all that good at it. Apparently, there is a park in Seoul, South Korea, that has banned cold beer and fried chicken from their beaches.
Hmm. Seems like they don't like a party.
And the beach is empty. You can't have cold beer and chicken.
Yeah, what the hell?
Why would you? They're trying to prevent people, I guess, from going to the beach.
Did they do an investigation and realize that people who go to their beaches always have cold beer and fried chicken?
Apparently.
Well, it's not a bad way to keep people off your beaches, because I know, Galveston and a lot of beaches canceled or at least closed over the July 4th weekend. I feel like some people still decide to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the beach I was at was packed.
Well, they didn't close your beach. You were on it.
I was on it. Right. Well, it was in Alabama, Orange Beach, so...
Doesn't that have a less than complimentary nickname? What's it called?
Redneck Riviera.
Yeah.
It's real. The next day, the day after we left, they had the Trump boat parade. I think they had 1,000 boats out there.
Mm. All had flags, Trump flags.
Oh, and Confederate flags as well. They had them all. All the flags they had. Family in Thane. A family in Thane. I don't know what Thane is. Thane Global Impact Hub in Kalwa. Okay? I'm not sure what that is. Apparently, they found after performing the last rites of a wrapped body handed over to them by Thane COVID Hospital on July 3rd, the family was shocked to learn that the 67-year-old, they thought that they had cremated, well, he was still at the hospital.
He was dead, though, right?
He was dead.
Okay.
3 days later, they found him dead. Hey, who'd we burn? Oops.
That's the bigger question. Okay. Your person is still waiting for you. Who did you take out?
Yeah. Man was pulled over for speeding in Australia. Apparently, he has a pretty good reason. I think he got a speeding ticket, but I think he beat it. The 27-year-old identified to police as only as Jimmy says he was busy fighting a deadly snake with a knife while he was driving.
I know when those situations happen, sometimes logic goes out the window. But as you're fighting the snake, wouldn't you maybe stop the car and jump out as opposed to continuing to drive and fighting it?
Yeah, I think I'd put on the brakes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
but you got to – listen, first things first. I'm fighting the snake first.
No, I understand.
I'm not worried about traffic violations now.
I'm not talking about the speeding, but if you are driving enough and fast enough that you get a traffic ticket, wouldn't you at some point go, okay, this isn't really working out, me fighting the snake in the car. Let me hold it off for enough to hit the brakes and jump out?
Yeah, if you can. I mean, you don't know.
But
I'm not taking my eyes off the snake now, okay?
No, I get it, but hit the brakes. That's all. I'm not saying you have to take your eyes off and don't lock in on the snake. Just hit the brakes and jump out the car.
No, here's what you do. Move from wherever you are. Leave there.
That is what I'm saying.
Because there's a deadly snake in your car.
That's why I'm saying, why do you continue to drive?
Well,
hit the brakes and get out of the car.
No. You have to pack up everything and move to another country.
Oh, well, it's Australia.
It is Australia. They're
if
deadly.
If you live in that Guess country, what? You are going to have to at some point deal with something deadly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing it. So apparently Mexico is having issues with us.
Didn't they close their borders to
They're
us?
They're closing their borders to us because they don't want us in their country. Now, what now? Wait just a minute here. Okay.
Look.
So we got a little COVID-19 thing going on. You don't want us? Okay.
They make a point. Look, I know here in this country, legal immigration is a problem. We don't like it. But Mexico's like, we don't want you legally immigrating here. Beat it. We don't want you bringing that nasty COVID into our country.
That's kind of a little hypocritical, isn't
it? No, it isn't.
Huh?
People from Mexico say, we're not bringing a deadly disease into your country. We just want a better life. You guys are trying to vacate the premises to get away from COVID. We don't want you here.
Yeah. Guess what? You going to build a wall, keep us out with our COVID?
I don't blame them.
Jerks. No one told me. A Samoan man, apparently, served 5 more years in prison than he had to. because no one told him to leave.
But that is not. But even how does that happen? I can't explain it because wouldn't they have informed someone?
No one told him because he got two sentences of 5 years.
But they ran concurrently.
They ran concurrently, not consecutively.
And no one remembered that?
Apparently not.
Apparently
nobody told them.
If I was getting prison time, I would probably remember every aspect of it because I want to get out as quickly as possible.
Unless you don't know what concurrently means, you just go, whatever. Well, I'm going to jail.
I've seen enough Law and Order to know what
concurrently means. I know, I do. I'm practically a lawyer. Because I've seen every episode.
I thought you were a judge, considering some of your rulings earlier. She hot?
What'd she look like? Not guilty.
Charges dismissed. You wouldn't even allow the trial to happen.
No. I don't think we need a jury for this one.
No.
We're good. Yep.
Innocent. Not enough evidence.
The guy wasn't. He wasn't all that.
I can't imagine he was that bright if he didn't even remember what his sentence was.
No. He was done. Well, the prison, nobody knew. Nobody did it. Nobody did it right. They all said, oh,
where was this again?
Damn it. In Samoa.
Well, I don't know about their justice system.
I don't either. All I know is that you're dumb. You're dumb for serving five more. That's on you.
I would have called someone.
It's just on you, okay? All right, 10:56. We are done. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Press box next. Don't go anywhere.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.